Dreamscape presents Magnificence by Lydia Millet, read by Exi Sands. Magnificence. 1. It was a stricken love, but still love. It was the kind of love that gazed up at you from the bare white flood of your headlights, a wide-eyed love with the meekness of grass eaters. Soft fur, pink tongue, and if you got too close, a whiff of mulch on the breath. This was the love she cherished for her husband. The love had other moments, of course it did, but its everyday form was vegetarian. She suspected it was the love of most wives for their husbands, after some time had passed, not for the newlyweds, that was the nature of the condition, but for the seasoned, the ones who had seniority. When she thought of conjugal love, she saw a field of husbands stretched out in front of her, a broad, wide field, possibly a rice paddy. They were bent over hoeing. Did you hoe rice? Well, whatever. The way she saw them, the husbands had a Chinese thing going on. They toiled like billions of peasants. Technically, historically, and at this very moment in most of the world, it was the wives who toiled. The wives toiled for their livelihoods, for the husbands and the little children. Sure, those were the facts. It was the wives, historically and factually, in that limited historical factual sense, that were the beasts of burden. Even in the richer places, it was the women who shortened their life expectancy by marrying, whereas the husbands lived longer than their free will.